All right, it's another episode of Nonproductive. We're going to be talking about trailers. God.
Oh, okay. You meant to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, lack of energy.
I was going to say, could you start over and not sound so irritating?
Listen.
But you did it on purpose.
No, shut up. It's okay. Schtick.
No, yeah, no.
First of all,
I didn't know
Al,
are
you dying?
Yes, I'm dying.
This is a terrible way to start a podcast.
Yep.
I didn't know if you were aware that you sounded so not wanting to be here.
I have major issues with this topic. Trailers are effectively commercials for movies, and we're doing reviews of commercials now. This seems, I don't know, we could be doing something, right? We could be creating art.
Are you talking us out of this episode, Frank?
The speculation of what could be that always makes me excited about these sorts of things and why I enjoy talking about them, because you get to theorize without having the movie to sort of like fall back on to be like, well, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Like, you could envision terrible and good, and you could both be right.
Yeah, anything could happen. Yeah, absolutely. Some of my favorite things that I've seen were in trailers, and I'll give you that. And a trailer forming is an art form. So, all right, I guess.
Yeah, that's what somebody pointed out to me Wonder Woman. They were saying like the problem with the way they keep hooking people is they make excellent trailers.
Yeah, I have major issues with
Warner
that.
Warner Brothers makes excellent trailers for subpar movies.
That's what happened with Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
They had to go back and reshoot half the movie so that they could make the movie that was in the trailer.
Interesting. All right, so what trailers do we want to talk about first? Al, this was your idea. Which is the first you'd like to discuss?
Let's open up with a soft one. So let's start with like War for the Planet of the Apes.
War for the Planet of the Apes. This is the second sequel from Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which was the reboot of the Planet of the Apes. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes movies, which is ridiculous because they look amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about them.
They're very good.
They actually are good, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I missed it in theaters, and then I don't want to watch it in a crappy way, so like I'm waiting for the right person to watch it with.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best movies James Franco's ever been in.
That high praise?
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
better than Spider-Man 3?
But yeah, so the first one reboot of the franchise was came to a lot of fanfare. The second one came out. It was also reviewed rather well. And now we have this third one.
Yeah, and it looks visually, it's like really exciting. I think it's a good look. The apes have never looked more apish. They look real. Like it looks genuine. Like the battle scenes look really cool.
I'm actually a big fan of Woody Harrelson being in this movie, because I really like Woody Harrelson. I like him almost anything he's in, and I like him because he doesn't seem like he's going to be a straight bad guy in this film. He looks kind of like he from holding the picture of the kid. It looks like this is the dude from Zombieland, except there instead of zombies, there were monkeys.
Oh, wow.
That's who this character is.
He has a niche, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I got to say, you're right. It does look absolutely gorgeous. Like the CG is amazing. Some of those shots of like the apes' faces, like you can always see that emotion. And like, you know, it's really hard, I think, to get emotion without not looking fake,
human.
You know, so I think that's really cool. But at the same time, because they are so kind of realistic, some of those action sequences look a little silly. Like watching an ape run on its stubby little legs across that cliff and jump off. I couldn't take it seriously. I was like, that's just looks funny.
Have you seen the other movies?
I have not.
That's actually one of the things that I think really sells the movie, because we're used to watching apes running around like that on the stubby legs and, you know, laughing. Might as well be on roller skates and everything.
A brief aside, has every single person in Non-Pro, like, do you guys watch like Victorian era circuses? I don't know the last time I went to a place to see monkeys cavort.
I'm not saying that this is my traditional cavorting monkey humor. It's just weird looking.
No, but that's the connotation we've become used to, because that's just kind of the way they move. But it's not funny when he's charging at you
with a gun.
Yeah,
with a gun.
The previous movies have made a very good use of taking those realistic movements that we see as comical, and it's like this jarring juxtaposition compared to them acting out as real sentient beings with agency.
Right. Right.
And you realize, oh, this is, you know, laughing at the way they move is a horrible thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that funny.
Cobra was a really good villain.
Yeah.
And he even played on that whole, just monkey. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do kind of want
to
see it.
I can't wait to watch these. It is really good. I really can't wait to watch
these.
I can't recommend them highly enough.
I will say one thing about the trailer, though. Ending on Woody Harrelson actually effectively saying the name of the movie.
Effectively, but not literally.
It's
too close.
This really will become a planet of the apes.
No, of apes.
I feel like
that's so much worse, though.
I also feel like they edited out the for the trailer.
For legal reasons.
It's like, you know what? People are going to think this is really corny. Let's take the out.
So it turns
out that'll fix everything.
That white man really can't jump.
No, cannot.
Cannot jump.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different. This really was a land. Oh, zombies. I'm not a fan of any of this. We were natural born murderers.
Did you ever?
I have to remember. Was he a natural born killer? Am I misremembering?
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You released like you do, right?
Yes.
The cow script. Did you? I don't know if you ever saw it. There was one where one of the characters says it's the least I could do, and I guess the hand of the artist comes down and slaps him.
It is not an acceptable thing. You cannot acknowledge it. Maybe this is as good as it gets, which is I think actually in the movie.
Yeah,
but,
it was.
That is.
Yeah. What if it is as good as it gets?
Hey, why don't you pay this forward? In the Planet of the Apes. We gotta stop. This
really was a Hunger Game.
What is this, a Hunger Game to you?
Oh, jeez.
God!
Alright, I'm gonna try and save us from ourselves.
No, do not do that. Let's dig deeper.
Let's go for
it. Hey, where does that bridge go?
Oh,
to Madison.
I was thinking Terabithia.
We have to get inside.
Which bridge?
It's almost Twilight.
The bridge to Madison County or the bridge over the River Kwai? Oh,
it's all the kind of bridges.
Anyway, let's go from one movie about monkeys
or
to
a
movie
too far.
I swear to God, be very careful about the next movie you pick. Go.
King Kong.
All right. On acceptable. Skull Island. Completely acceptable. We will not discuss what it could have been.
Hidden Figures.
Gotcha.
John said that. So, anyways, let's talk about Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good. Yeah. I kind of wish I had gone into that movie blind, not knowing I was going to see a Kong movie. That would have scared the hell out of me or oppressed the hell out of me when I suddenly gorilla.
Like, I love that whole shtick where the guy's in the helicopter like, is that a monkey? And then all of a sudden the tree just hits the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate to say that after watching that right after Planet of the Apes, kind of made me really wish there was going to be a Kong Planet of the Apes crossover.
I kind of want that too.
The hell
out of
that. I just want like Kong to be standing there chained in at Rockefeller Center, and all of a sudden just look up and start talking.
Caesar like, comes rappelling down and starts.
How dare you lock me up?
Oh man, Kong as some sort of deity, some sort of god amongst the Planet of the Apes. That has to. How is that not a comic book at least?
That's amazing. I mean, it might be.
You would think that, right? But no, I guess because the two properties have never been owned by the
please.
Same.
Dark Horse has everything.
Dark Horse has got a foot in everything.
That's true.
Dark Horse has everything. And if not, then boom.
Yeah. Mm. We could do this, people. You could do this. Hey, you know what? How about this? Do it illegally. And just share it with us.
Yeah, write a fan fiction.
No one can stop me from writing fan fiction.
But a big thing I love about this movie, though, is that we don't just get Kong. We get like a menagerie of monsters on this island. That we
John Goodman.
He's
my favorite monster.
He's always bad.
No.
Always.
Yeah,
he's never been a good man. John Goodman's very
Spooky
good at playing
man.
Medicine. But there are, legitimately there are monsters in this thing. Yeah. There are a couple of, I didn't see any dinosaurs this time around.
No, but there's those weird things that John C. Reilly was talking about that apparently live under the ground. They're like these weird reptilian things.
Yeah, they were dinosaur-esque, but not dinosaur, which can be cool. Because, I mean, if they were going to go for real dinosaurs at this point, they need to be feathery and totally different. So, I mean, hey, just go for
you
cool
be realistic
monsters,
when you're doing
right?
Kong movie.
Just if you're throwing out some facts, throw them all out. You know, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Give me an eight-legged monkey. I don't care.
No.
You gotta save something for the sequel.
Nothing is too much.
I wish they would They're doing it with the Kong thing, what I wish, or at least what I think they were trying to do with Godzilla.
A little bit.
But they keep misfiring horribly.
Mm. Monster movies just don't work, it seems. They do not make money. I don't know what it is. Maybe people aren't afraid of monsters for some reason.
No, I really feel like that's not... I feel like Godzilla should have worked.
They're not doing it right.
What would you call doing it right?
Well, I think they're... The Godzilla that most people know are the ones that are in the middle, I guess towards the middle in the later stages where he's fighting other giant monsters.
Right.
But the first Godzilla movie where they made for American audiences was like a sci-fi kind of, oh, look how we mess with humanity.
Yeah.
And I don't think people, you know...
Those don't seem to work anymore.
No, they want to see Mechagodzilla and Ghidorah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's odd. Yeah, I definitely
think... So if there's not Mechagodzilla and Ghidorah, then people are like, switch.
Wait, so you're saying that what people want to see is giant robots fighting giant monsters?
I mean...
Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea. If only they could capitalize on that further.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
really.
If only the technology existed.
If only somebody could come up with a segue.
I mean, what's the same complaint we've heard about every Godzilla movie that's come out in recent years? It's... There's not enough of the monsters. I mean, there's two big points with monster movies that come out now, and it's that either one, there's just not enough of the actual monster, which if I go to a Godzilla movie, I want to see Godzilla. And two, monster movies don't work as monster movies anymore because we know what the monster is. Like with Godzilla and Kong, we're so familiar with them as like monsters. There's no surprise to who they are or what they're going to do anymore.
I'm not too sure about that. Al, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I feel like Kong might be the antithesis to that, actually. Just judging by the trailer and the fact that in the intro of what appears to be the film when they go in there and bomb and he just throws the tree, we know he's there. And I feel like this film is going to have us with a... If not Kong having a big part, monsters will be prevalent.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the big thing it needed.
Well, what I'm thinking is, I think this entire table is full of it because I don't think... monster movies lack monsters. Let's go back to Cloverfield, right? That was one of a semi-recent attempt to reboot the monster.
Mm-hmm. The OG thing. Cloverfield, actual
right,
Cloverfield.
Original Cloverfield. Yeah. That monster had a decent amount of screen time. Like, it was there a decent amount of time, but the complaints I've heard were not enough time with the monster. King Kong, he was a main character, and... I don't think it's just... I don't know about the last two Godzilla movies. I'm not too sure about that. I think John's closer to right in that maybe we're not looking to do the sci-fi monster horror film that are like the first forays into those genres. Mm. Maybe we're looking for goofy monster fights, in which case, yeah, then you can't have enough time with the monster on the screen. Yeah. You have to have weird names and, you know... They've got to be like Pacific Rim style.
Yeah, I don't think we're looking to be preached to.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird though.
We might want like a little bit of social commentary underneath. Maybe give a reason for the fights, but what we want to see is big monsters and robots duking it out,
mm-hmm.
escapist. You know,
I think that might be. True. I also think that just these movies are not that popular. I think we've overestimated how popular these movies are consistently for decades.
Yeah.
And that's sad, especially from like geeks in the audience, right? But I don't think there's anything that will make them super popular.
I think we have at least a slimmer of a chance here because there's an amazing cast for this film.
Right.
You have Tom Hiddleston, you have John Goodman, you have Samuel Jackson, you have John C. Reilly.
All right, well, hold on for a second on Thomas C. Reilly. I think he's a very odd pick for this movie. Like, I guess they wanted comic relief, but it felt like, even in the trailer, felt jarring. Like, you're building up the intensity of Kong and this island and how dangerous it is, and then you've got Thomas C. Reilly like it's Land of the Lost.
Well,
it's a joke.
I think it's because he's been living there, and if you live there, you'd be mad.
Oh, I totally
get that. You would totally go mad pretty
fast. I totally
fast.
Get that role of a character, and possibly even a person who speaks English who's there with the natives who could translate for info dumps. But, like, Thomas C. Reilly, the way it's being... Like, as an actor, it's goofy. Even the fact that he named the evil creatures, which I already forgot, and then said that they were... That was a bad name. These are gags. These are jokes they threw in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's potentially...
I think you might be right, actually. Like that, yeah. I feel like that could have gone to someone a little bit that would have given it more gravitas, and that line could have worked just as well.
Speaking of gravitas, Baywatch is a movie now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it is.
There's no need for that reaction.
There's a lot of gravity in that.
Not that much.
They haven't all... I mean, there were three Charlie's Angels movies. They made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Addams Family was really good. Brady Bunch was really good. That's true.
Yeah.
It's like Adam
there will always be movies based on beloved properties. Baywatch seems like a little odd one to pick from, but you were right, John, in that it is taking from the 21 Jump Street mold of let's make fun of this property, which makes perfect sense for Baywatch, because why would you take that seriously?
Yeah.
And yeah, 21 Jump Street, really, you're right, it had nothing to do with 21 Jump Street. There weren't even any brown people in it.
In 21 Jump Street, there were.
No, in the movie.
In the movie? Yeah, there were.
I thought it was about Jonah Hill and...
Well, there are two main characters, and those were the whitest guys that I've ever met. There were two of the three different kinds of white guy they could
Johnny
be.
So one is Johnny Depp and one is Richard Grieco?
Those movies, I had problems with those films, like in theory, until I saw them, and then they were really funny. Really funny. I think Baywatch is probably going to land in the same area of like... You're not going to be upset with us rebooting 21 Jump Street or Baywatch. It's not Ghostbusters. People are going to be writing annoying missives about whatever the hell people complained about with Ghostbusters.
I was a little upset. Well, not upset, but there was people who were annoyed with 21 Jump Street because it was one of those shows where there was like it had minorities when there weren't a lot of minorities on TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Back when Fox was like the black channel and it had like a black girl and an Asian guy and it was like, oh my God, they're on TV.
And there wasn't, they didn't translate over to the movies, mostly because it wasn't an ensemble cast for the movie.
Yeah.
I can't even remember who the bad or the secondary characters. I think there were, I don't really remember the like Ice-T was in it. Ice Cube. One of the Ices.
Oh yeah, he was their boss. It was Ice Cube.
That's right.
Did you watch Starsky and Hutch was funny, but I don't think a lot of people saw it.
So
but
you're
I,
the one.
Yeah, I, I'm
you're the one
who
thought
that
it was funny. All right.
But
so
yeah,
it's
I mean,
not, so it's not like it can't work.
No, it totally can work, and I feel like you know, The Rock is in it, and like I think
I do love him.
Yeah, and I think he definitely has both the action sense and the sense of humor that you would need to pull off exactly what this film is going for.
But then who does Kevin Hart play? You know, because they're always together.
You know, when it went in the beginning when they throw the body into the water and it's a black person, for a second I thought it was Kevin Hart.
That would be awesome.
Imagine how hilarious that would have been.
That would have been wonderful.
They should have paid him $10 million for that.
Yeah,
and it would
whatever he asked, whatever he wanted. Yeah, that would have been perfect.
Have him killed and thrown in the water.
Yeah,
jeez.
Agreed. All right, let's go to our bread and butter. Right, anyone want to do Spider-Man: Homecoming, the prerequisite Marvel movie we need to talk about.
I think it looks great.
I mean. Most of what I have to say about it comes down to I thought the Vulture looked amazing. Like the CG on it I thought looked really, really cool and exciting and like those claws opening up. But then it comes to the suit. And other than the eyes, the suit is not CG. It's a real suit. And it looks fake. It looks weird and uncomfortable. And every time I look at it, it just looks surreal and like uncanny valley. I can't look at it like a real thing. Like it looks like... too smooth. Like,
oh, you mean
you open...
Spider-Man suit? I was trying to like
no Spider-Man's. I'm sorry. Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah. Like,
because Vulture suit was on for like a split second.
No, it looked amazing. Yeah. Like, if you take, you know, like if you open up a face in Photoshop and you use like the blur tool to make someone's skin really smooth, it looks really creepy. And his entire suit looks like that, like
really?
A really smooth version of Ted Cruz's face. And it's really uncomfortable to look at for me.
Everybody, think about that at home.
No!
Spend long hours thinking about that sentence. Think about it. You can't just wait for us to change the topic. A really smooth version of Ted Cruz's face.
Okay, that is a meme.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
That doesn't matter.
But it's real uncomfortable, and it's real weird, and it looks like a really smooth version of Ted Cruz's face.
I tried paying attention to... his costume throughout, and to be honest, there's too much in the trailer for me to focus on one bit. I know his costume is going to be criticized because it's a Spider-Man movie and that's what you do. I did like the eyes. I like the eyes narrowed down.
I love the eyes. It's just the rest of it.
I like that there's the addition of the web wings in the suit finally, because we haven't had that in any of the films, and I really like that aesthetic. Mm. So I was cool about that. And also, yeah, I'll agree. The Vulture looked great. I mean, that looked amazing. No shocker, but apparently we're going to get a shocker in this film. Which I would have loved to have seen the suit for that. I mean, pull off like you
CG's
know
CG's not done.
I guess, yeah, true. All right.
Yeah, I all right. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm still kind of like another Spider-Man origin. I don't know if I've got it in me.
But it's Marvel.
Is it Marvel? How did it officially go down? Is it now a Marvel?
No, they don't have it back. They rented their own character, which is the most pimp move ever.
Yeah.
We'll take your character and rent him back to you. That's pretty OG.
That's pretty incredible.
Not even really how it went down. It was basically Sony turning around and saying, okay, obviously we don't know how to make a Spider-Man movie.
Don't know
how. Could you please make one for us? And Marvel's like, okay, but you gotta let us use him in our movies. Okay, but we still get the money from the Spider-Man movies, right?
All narrative control aside, like without the flourish. So Marvel made this movie for Sony. Maybe?
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
I know Sony weren't listening to this podcast expecting us to know anything.
I know it was like in related to how they got a couple X-Men because they got, you know, Scarlet Witch, whatever. I know that's related.
I just pointed out our own stupidity. Blah, blah, blah. Look it up on the internet, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
It's insanely complicated is basically all you need to know.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole thing, but there was one thing I did want to bring up, which was the next trailer.
Ooh.
Oh.
Stick with Marvel. Why don't we go to Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
All right, cool. That's a thing. Yeah.
I think that trailer, like, that definitely hit home. That one was I really like every last bit of that one. From, geez, I can't even begin with it.
No, that's not good for radio.
I know.
Nothing to say. Done.
No, but, like, Chris Pratt's great and he's funny. Rocket Raccoon works. It's funny. Freaking Baby Groot is adorable.
I just feel like it pretty much just hit the numbers and that's it. I don't remember. I saw it a while ago and I don't remember anything about it.
I just remember I really liked it. The humor was good. Seemed on point with the first movie. Real hyped. I don't have anything bad to say, so I don't really have anything to say.
Well, yeah, I was like, I'm going to see it. It doesn't matter what this is.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to shut up and take my money.
Yeah, I would have preferred.
You're going to see it.
James Gunn just wheeled himself in on an office chair and says, you're going to see this. I would love it. Guardians.
A thing to relate to that is Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the fighting game, like that's been going on forever and ever. And they put the Infinity Stones back in, which they didn't have since like the 90s. So they were definitely trying to it's funny to watch how they in different places where they plant things to get it to all come together. So they put the Infinity Stones back because the Infinity Stones are now really making, I think for the first, no, it's not the first time. They said it before.
They barely said them in the movie.
But in Doctor Strange, they've been like, hey, this is an Infinity Stone. So, and now, like, Marvel vs. Capcom is coming back, and they brought the Infinity Stones back from, like, way ago.
Mm.
So it's like, they really, like, there's no place where
they're finally
not.
Like, all right, let's leverage things and do it. Yeah, I don't feel like they did it too hard in their heyday, but they are finally turning a
But I also
page
heard,
and, doing
and I'm not sure about it yet, that they might not be putting all the mutants back in their video games. Because they're still doing that starve them out thing.
I don't think they're actually doing that. I really don't think that Marvel.
You don't think it's on purpose?
No. Is trying to kill off the mutant brand for Fox. I don't think that's a thing. I think Marvel has to pick one thing or the other to promote at any given time, and they're promoting not mutants for now. I think it's too much of a narrative. And it's weird because, like, what would they gain from this? They would eventually, like, starve out these characters so they're no longer popular so they could get the rights to them so they could overexert themselves making a million more movies a year? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, I don't think they want to make, like, a Fantastic Four movie, but they want Doctor Doom. You see what I mean? It's like, I don't think they want all the characters. I don't think they want the properties so much as they need Doctor Doom. They need the micro. They have the microverse.
Yeah,
I think there's just certain aspects because Fantastic Four spawned a lot of the Marvel universe.
I'm sorry for people listening to this. If you don't know what we're talking about, basically a few of the Marvel properties are now being controlled by other companies, and there is this persistent conspiracy theory, which is actually very pleasant to think about now in light of all the real world conspiracy theories that are destroying our lives, that Marvel is purposely squishing out like Fantastic Four and the mutants. And not giving them any credit or any power in any of their other properties because they don't own the movie rights. So they're trying to like somehow sabotage them so they get the movie rights back for these characters. I don't know. To me, it always sounded fishy. We're going to talk about the actual dollars in this. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm wrong.
Because it's weird for me, because the Guardians is going to have more Kree in it. It's going to have more Kree in it.
Right. Yeah.
But they don't have Skrulls.
No, they don't. No.
Because Skrulls are Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But somehow Kree aren't, which is confusing.
Nah, it depends on what they signed up for.
They must have like a degrees of separation clause.
And, you know, something could happen like what happened with Spider-Man, but to a lesser extent. We could get Skrulls at some point. We could get Doctor Doom at some point.
All things are possible with the Lord. Anyways, the next thing.
Star-Lord?
Sure. Let's talk about the other trailer. So we have two controversial trailers we should talk about. Actually, I want to start with Power Rangers, because I really don't want to talk about Transformers right now. Power Rangers apparently is a franchise now. It's going to be a movie franchise. Yep. Or a movie, at least.
Yeah. Jeez,
we'll see how well this does. Maybe it won't be a franchise.
So it was really a weird Power Rangers trailer. Like, it looked like generic young adult fiction. I think somebody called it crappy. What crappy young adult fiction
property is this?
I don't think it was me, but I would say that.
And it is, in fact, the crappiest. And it does look a little bit like The Breakfast Club.
It looks a lot like The Breakfast Club. I think they were even in detention.
Yeah, they were. They were in Saturday detention.
Yawn.
Which is the ultimate of Breakfast Clubs. So let's quickly do a round table of what you think of it. Nate, what did you think?
I thought it was horrible, and I hated every second of it, and it looked nothing like Power Rangers. I didn't see anything Power Rangers. Where's the fighting? And also, I watched Power Rangers as a kid, and I don't remember any high school. Like, I know they were in high school, but I don't remember anything about being in high school ever. I remember the rec center.
Pete.
I don't remember it.
I'm excited to see Elizabeth Banks' take on Scorpina.
Why did I go with Pete in a second?
Because I know that's not Rita Repulsa.
Right. Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Al?
Well, no. That's really what she's supposed to be.
Al?
But
yeah, I didn't like it either. I like aspects of it, like some parts that were funny. But overall, I'm looking at it like, I mean, where's the Zords? Like, really? I mean, I hate to say it, but that would have sold me.
It's really suspicious.
What do we always complain about? The trailers give away too much?
Yeah.
So this is actually a good one, and...
But it literally didn't give me anything. And the gym movie came
out
recently.
Yeah, so now you have to see the movie.
All right, here's my this is my theory going into this. I think that if you enjoyed Power Rangers as a youngster, you did not like this trailer because this wasn't what you wanted. And if you couldn't really give a crap about Power Rangers, perhaps like you had a younger sibling who was into it or whatever, you were just dimly aware of it, then you were like, all right, this could be something. This could be good. Because I also felt like, this doesn't look very Power Rangers, and that is a selling point to me, because I hated Power Rangers. I was just too old for it. So I think that's why I, John, and Pete are all like, yeah, it was okay. Interesting, maybe.
I was not too old for it.
You were definitely
and
too
I'm
old
older.
For it.
All right, I was too,
too
old,
old
for it.
Besides, I liked, think that's why Nate and Al maybe...
I think I like Beetleborgs better.
I loved Beetleborgs. Right. I loved Beetleborgs.
Was that the one where they were in a computer?
No, they were not in a computer. They were in like a...
No, VR Troopers was really
They were
good.
In a haunted house.
Oh, yeah. No, I liked VR Troopers.
Yeah, with a blue
Elvis
ghost.
I like Beetleborgs.
Yeah.
But I like... I love anime, so...
conversation about Power
I can say
Rangers
that I would be...
Beetleborgs.
I would have been super hyped for the trailer if they'd managed to get like that awesome, like the theme song in there. Like if they'd managed to get that licensed and they had that rock, I would be hyped.
Typically, there would be a riff into the theme song in the trailer like this.
Yeah,
it was at the end.
They played the six notes. Yeah, if you guys were busy
being
millennials, you would have heard it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You can't say busy and millennials in the same sentence. Yes! Sick bird from Generation X. None of this matters. We're all being played against each other. The government is against us. The world is a vampire. All right,
Lord.
Anyways. So,
speaking of vampires.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I forgot about Mummy. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to keep talking about that? Do anybody have anything else to say about Power Rangers other than we are divided as a generation?
It's bad.
Yeah, pretty much. We're divided as a generation.
I'm just scared. It's like, seriously, first of all, why won't you show us the Zords?
Where's the robots?
Yeah. That screams problem.
When is it coming
that
out?
That does scream problem.
2017. I don't think it said a month.
Yeah. But when in 2017?
I don't think it said a month.
How many months? How many?
I don't know. I did not do any research for this. We already pointed out we should not point out how ill prepared we were for this.
I think it said March, which means there's, you know, three and a half more months of.
But if you can't show us like the foot of the Megazord stomping down on something,
we see in the distance behind some smoke.
All right. You guys
No, this is problematic.
You guys want the money shot at the beginning of the porn.
No, I think they're hiding bad-looking Zords.
Maybe, but I am in John's camp of I prefer teaser trailers where I don't know what the hell's going to happen. But you're also, it's entirely possible that
seriously,
it's
like, if they're offering teases, I'm not saying they should give us a full, unobstructed view of the Zords.
Not a full frontal Zord.
Yeah.
But like underboob Zord.
You know,
Zord?
Yeah. I think there's a Zord. Big difference. If I'm seeing a trailer for a completely new movie, like, I don't know what this movie's about, I don't want to see the whole movie. If I'm seeing a trailer for a movie based on something I do know, there are certain things I do expect to see in the trailer.
I think you're
going to
be disappointed in this because I don't think it's just that they're not showing you the things that you're expecting to see. I think they're not adding those things. I think it is an all-new, dark, gritty reboot
and
of
that's
Power Rangers.
Bad.
And that you won't like that. I totally
I'm
buy
gonna
it.
Fight
in a
it.
World
well, did you see
where
the
teams
film?
Have never heard of rec centers.
Did you see the fan-made film from
I did,
a year or two
which
ago?
Which actually had the people in it, the actual Power Ranger people. In, yeah.
Oh my God, that was fan-made?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the guy was a filmmaker, but he wasn't like, it wasn't like licensed or anything. That was amazing. I would have paid for that.
Yeah.
That was really good. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if it's like that, then that's cool.
Speaking of fan-made low-budget films, The Mummy starring Tom Cruise.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
I think
Los Luchadores.
Honestly, I'm surprised they're doing a reboot. This is apparently yet another attempt to start that Universal Monster cinematic universe that they keep threatening us with. With movies that have totally different like styles to them. Every time it's like, no, it's gonna be Van Helsing, it's gonna be wacky. All right,
but that
didn't
totally
work.
Worked for Marvel.
It's gonna be gritty reboot.
This is how it works, right?
It's gonna be this movie.
I mean, it's I couldn't even tell what the hell this movie is about. Like, I mean, I get that they're going to go for that whole Universal Monster thing. Like, Legendary is trying to do the whole thing with King Kong, eventually leading up to King Kong versus Godzilla. But this is just, I mean, Tom Cruise is in it. He can't scream or doesn't know how to. He's dead. He's not dead. And then Mummy in England, I guess. And
I totally got this movie's trailer. It is a horror start. It's got the gaping mouth, that a statue from every mm-hmm. sci-fi horror thing. Yep. It's got horrible plane crashes. It's got like real world things that you should be afraid of. And then it moves into the supernatural horror when you see buildings collapse. But it's like slightly also the Middle East is going to blow us up. It's totally, that's what I see.
You know, I can agree. You're right. I can see everything in the trailer and I can also see everything. It just looks like absolutely nothing. It's so bland. It's like a white piece of paper.
Oh, I disagree.
When I think of The Mummy, I want one thing, and that's like crazy Western riffs on Egyptian mythology. You know, completely misinterpreting Egyptian mythology, but getting those really
just
cool
straight cultural appropriation.
Hell
just
yeah, that's that is what The Mummy is about.
Mm.
Let's not make any jokes.
It's about racism, yeah. why do we not have Abbott and Costello in it?
I that's a good question.
Because there's a risk of insulting Italian Americans.
Oh,
we don't do that.
No. We'll just have Channing
hey,
Tatum
Italians
and
are browner
Jonah Hill
than
in
you
it.
Give them credit for.
No, they play all the Native Americans. Anyways, my point is this. I think, yeah, I that's a good question Pete brings up, is what the hell are the Mummy movies for? Because it's not a franchise that has stuck around strong. It's not vampires. Vampires had like a progression from 35 or whatever is Dracula to the Hammer horror films to the sexy vampires to like a million different revamps of it. Mummy hasn't. Mummy had the Brendan Fraser like action adventure movie, then the original horror, which was just like undead thing that slowly came to kill you. That could be Jason, that could be zombies, but that's not like is. I don't think we're all in agreement on what mummies are.
I mean, I think you're right, but in the weirdest way, Mummy has been their only success.
Yeah.
Like, to reboot. Like, when the Brendan Fraser films were the only ones that, like, that were hits.
Right.
The other ones, not so much.
So
the
let's
other
times do a genre change.
Yeah, like, yeah, really, right? Yeah.
Am I wrong? Was Dracula not not a big success.
Dracula 2000?
No,
there was
no.
a couple different Dracula.
I mean Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
I don't believe that was a Universal.
That was Universal.
It may have been Universal, but it wasn't an attempt to recreate the that. At that
well, neither
point
was
in
the
filming,
Mummy at that point.
True, but here, like, hear me out. In that point, we were in the stage of rebooting classic works as classic works.
Yeah.
So this was an attempt to say this is the novelization brought to life,
like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein,
right?
Yes.
At around the same period, that didn't.
So to me, there was a whole generation of the reboots that they did before we had the word reboot,
right?
And it was Bram Stoker's Dracula, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, the Mummy, and then the last one was the Wolfman.
Wolfman was not part of that same period, and Mummy was not part of that same period either.
No. See, I'd say they were, but
yeah, I honestly do not think. I think those two were tied in directly, late '90s. I think in an attempt to like basically
the first two were early to mid '90s.
Yeah,
Dracula was '92.
Right, so attempt to elevate the genre and saying these are based on classic works, we should give them reverence. But with Mummy and Wolfman, these aren't based on classic works, so they never really had that.
They were treating the original movies as the classic work to reinterpret.
Right, and I don't know. This latest Mummy could be good. I like the idea of looking at the Mummy as sort of what is globalization, because otherwise I don't know what the hell is frightening about a mummy that isn't frightening about Jason Voorhees.
Because it's magic, it's ancient curses. It's not like it. I don't think it is like the the Mummy was, there was like scarabs and, you know, it's not as racist as it was, but it's still like a culture. It's not actually from that culture. It's still American, like the curse of the mummy and everything, but it's still like drawing from a cultural thing that's not anywhere else.
Yeah, I understand that.
Because that,
like,
is still mysterious to people.
But give me, I guess, the equivalent for any other culture. Tell me any other culture that's produced some sort of like supernatural variant that we should be afraid of. I can't really think of much.
Eastern European?
Vampires? Chupacabra?
Actually, technically vampires. We could argue that.
And then I'm back to my original point of vampires have had like an arc.
Yeah.
I've seen the vampire arc. I see why vampires can be sexy teenagers.
And the Mummy
because
has,
see what they're based on. Yeah. Mummy had no arc, so it's like, you're telling me that it's based on this like cultural mythology. I'm like, maybe not. I honestly
I'd say like ninjas.
Yeah, a little bit. It's based less on the actual cultural mythology and more on American misinterpretation of that cultural
ninjas
mythology.
Ninjas and pirates, I'd almost say that both of those have a little bit more of an arc than Mummy. You know,
ninjas
definitely do. They've been in martial arts films forever. Pirates, maybe they just got a reboot recently with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, not that recent.
So
but you
you're
know
just
I mean?
Looking for failure examples.
Yeah, for Mummy, I'm thinking like, literally, what are the other stories with mummies in it other than original Mummy, Brendan Fraser's Mummy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. No one jumped off that Fraser film, really, and they should have, because I think that was a great way to reinterpret it. Action-adventure films, that's where we're at now. It's all about big, epic, magic moments and stuff like that. Mummies are wizards. That's what we have. And it just, you know, no one went anywhere with it.
Wasn't there Soccer Mummy starring Ed O'Neill?
There are a couple of, like, low-budget Mummy movies, definitely. Bubba Hotep.
Bubba
Hotep.
Yeah. But these aren't, like, again, these don't, to me, sing at, like, this is the cultural arc of it. Werewolves, definitely. Like, you could see everybody's interpretation of what a werewolf is.
Mm-hmm.
Mummy somehow fell into the generic undead. I don't know. I'm curious about what they're going to do with this film.
I would argue that it's not quite that, because mummies didn't pick up the same momentum, because unlike vampires, kind of the same thing, but it's an individual thing. It's like Frankenstein.
Named mummy or
no? The mummy is always an individual. You know,
it's
not so much that he's a mummy; it's the mummy of Imhotep,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the important thing in there.
Sure, but I mean, you could say the same thing with Dracula. You could say the same for a few,
but not Frankenstein.
I don't know. I think maybe you could. I mean, I don't think Frankenstein's hit much of an arc. I think the Frankenstein story has hit an arc.
It's
evolved, but Frankenstein the monster, they just keep trying to redo that same thing over and over, and I don't think it's evolved.
I think it's iffier because when you're really going off Frankenstein, you're just, like, you could name your character Frank and have him come back from the dead. Like, RoboCop could be Frankenstein. You know? Like, I don't know about that. All right, we've got one last movie that I've been trying to avoid talking about. Just because, oh God, Transformers: Revenge of the Knights of the Fallen, right?
What is this? Transformers: The Last Knight.
Transformers:
Who
The Last. What year is this movie in set?
It's set in current time, apparently.
But like, why
and
were
King Arthur times
and Nazi times.
It's got time travel. Oh my God! Yeah, it's confirmed for time travel. Going to Nazi Germany. We're going to the Knights of the Round Table, which apparently really happened in this universe.
Oh God.
None of this is mythology.
Yeah,
it's all true.
I have
King
no
Arthur
interest in
is
this.
Real. Yeah, no, I don't, and I love Transformers. All I ever talk about is Transformers. Mm-hmm. Al, how many Transformers are in our house?
A lot.
Over 800 for you, over 400 for me. Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot of robots. And you know what? I don't want to see... I'm going to go see this movie. I don't want to see this movie.
Don't
this movie
it.
Sucks.
If,
this
if
movie
you
looks
seeing,
terrible.
Keep making them.
I know. No, they're going to keep making them no matter what.
Al?
I'm going to say, this is the first of the films that came out of that writers group that they did. Like, after they got rid of the original writers of the first four films.
Got rid of. That's ominous.
And they more or less built up this entire...
Yeah, I hope
entire,
they took
them out and
shot them.
Yeah, they got this writer's room, like a think tank. And I hate to say it, but God, does this movie seem like it was written by a bunch of people by committee. Like, it seems like, oh, we got to put John's Nazis in there. We got to put Phil's King Arthur's. Oh, let's make sure we get Optimus Prime
King
going
Arthur's.
Evil in there from Janet's story arc. Oh, yeah. And let's get the alien butthole that, you know, like...
Let's bring in some references to the 86 movie. The kids are going to love that.
I actually did love
it. I want to die.
Yeah. That was the one thing that kind of got me excited when I saw the planetoid thing that was like Unicron. I was almost excited. Almost excited.
Yeah. They should really just re-release Transformers the movie.
No. I mean,
they did. That was the best movie ever made.
They did. They did a Blu-ray release of it, and it was fantastic. They turned down all the music so you can hear all the dialogue from the characters. They reshot everything from, like, stills. It looks amazing. The colors are all fixed. The voices are all fixed. It's fantastic. I love it, and I hate that stupid movie.
You got a point. They need to add more 80s music.
I swear to God.
They need to play 80s music over the 80s music.
Sam Bush. Stan Bush is up for it.
I'm gonna die.
Let me tell you, Stan Bush is up for it. I don't know where he is, but he is ready. There's a guitar pick in his hand.
We need
and
to
he is ready.
We need to dial up the Grimlock by about 38% in that
movie. I swear
to
God, if we put Grimlock in anything else.
We need to dial down the wheelie and dial up all the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because actually, the interactions
I don't need any more blur.
I need more blur, but I need blur to actually get treated like a character.
More Junkions.
More
definitely more Junkions.
And at least three new original Weird Al songs.
Yes.
I'd take that. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll
Thanks.
Go with that one, yeah.
You know what?
We reach a consensus?
New Bay movie is nothing but Weird Al songs and cool robots just singing.
But,
and that's it. Yeah. I'm into it. I'm down for
all
it.
All the scenes with all of the Dinobots were cool.
Unicron being the Earth, like, Prime already did that, and, like, last movie, they totally had lots of references to that cartoon already, and then we've got Robot Dragons, which Prime already did, so there's nothing really, like, new or unique that I'm like, I've never seen that before. It's
See,
like,
the thing is, you've actually seen these to have opinions.
Yeah.
They need some character design.
I just
the characters suck. And you know what they super suck on?
Yeah.
Real quick, let me just, trying to tell which robot which in the Michael Bay movies is like trying to pick out an individual member of Congress.
And like, they're so...
they all look the same.
They're all super generic. And also, they're like really overcomplicated. They don't need to be this complicated. I know they're going for gritty realism, but they could be cooler and more stylized and visually appealing to look at. Like, one of the characters in the new movie is Hot Rod, who has historically been a really cool looking robot. He's red. He's covered in flames, you know, because he's Hot Rod. He's a Hot Rod. He's all exciting and cool, and in this he's gray and sort of orange. He's not even red for some reason. He's got no flames. Like, they put flames on Optimus Prime, who has never had flames, but no flames on Hot Rod, whose entire thing is flames.
I just want to know what will possibly arouse my passion for this franchise.
Nothing. Prime's good.
No.
Rescue Bots is the best.
No.
Transformers 6, Enter the GoBots.
Talking about the film franchise.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing in it. It's terrible. It's complete garbage. It's a mess of just balls jokes and racism and misogyny and really just nothing. It's totally bland.
if you're looking for something to like somehow revitalize your like this the movie franchise, I feel like the writer's room was an interesting idea, but I think that this trailer in of itself has proved like no, you too many cooks in a kitchen, you're gonna turn out this. I think that we, at this point, God, can we please change directors? Like, Bay's had a I know it's popular to kind of crap on Bay and what he's done and everything else, but, like, you know, it's time, man. Like, you've done 5 movies of this. Like, it's, you know, the, I mean, come on. Even you know, Tom Baker knew when to stop being Doctor Who. You know, it was, there was a time to quit. There's a time to leave.
But why? He's obviously having a time of his life. See, that's the one reason I can't fault him. He is obviously having a ton of fun doing what he loves. He's living everybody's dream. And whether we like his vision of Transformers or Turtles or not, he likes it. Mm-hmm. Why should he stop? Like, he wouldn't be doing this if he didn't love it. He's obviously, you can tell he has fun doing this. We don't like them, you can tell the people he like realized, doing
it. And the people who like it really like it. It's just this horrible nexus of the people who like the origin franchise don't like the resulting thing, and that's weird.
Yeah.
I can fix the franchise in 2 different ways. Do you want to hear the five-word way or the 2-word way?
Five.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
Optimus Prime versus Leader One.
Bring in the GoBots.
Yes, oh, Transformers God. 6 Rise of the GoBots.
Well, I mean, actually, that would be cool, I think.
If right. they actually follow through on their tease with the Lego movie and have the Diplo come in, then, yeah, they should
Diplo?
Be cool. Yeah. Yeah, they should definitely do that.
Okay, what? the two word version?
Mm-hmm.
Cobra Commander.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're doing that in the comics, and I
love
it. God,
I always love
God,
those
no.
stories. They're great.
They did it in Gen 1.
I know, but they're doing it in the comics now.
Okay,
now.
And they're going to do it in the movies.
They've been doing it in the comics since I was 4.
I actually 100% agree with you, Pete. I was kind of mixed about the G.I. Joe movies. The second one was kind of fun. The first one was garbage. Transformer movies, I lost me after the first movie. Mm. But a good Transformers G.I. Joe mix has always been, like, for the 80s franchise fans, the sweet spot. If you do it well, it's a lot of fun, but you gotta like release the hounds. You gotta make it crazy. You gotta make it just like the comics or just like the cartoons. You could tweak it a little bit if you want to do it like set in World War II. I've seen those books before.
Yeah.
Those are kind of fun too. But just own it and have fun with it. I would be in favor of that.
I completely disagree. Every time they go back and try to revisit what made it good in the 80s, they ruin it even further because what made it good in the 80s is not what's going to make it good now. Everything about like the 80s was good because it was nostalgic and it was fun then, and it's no fun now. And every single time they pull it back to the 80s, it's horrible.
On the surface, I would agree with you, but I think you have the exact opposite feeling about Power Rangers. With the 90s.
Well, that's
because,
the thing.
Yeah. Let's hear this out. Because like, if you want to see Power Rangers from the period you saw, and we're all, or at least I am, okay with seeing like a new take of the Power Rangers that might not suck as bad. But I think you're right in that it's really hard to find that nostalgic sweet spot. It's possible, though. And that's what we're hoping for in terms of
this, I think, is your first taste of being old.
The main problem with these Transformers movies is too many humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I'd agree on that.
That's the former.
I think the main problem with the Transformer movies is that they make all the money in the world. So as much as we complain about them, they're never going to change because they are very popular. These are movies that people enjoy. And we are in the minority. That is the harsh awakening.
The harsh problem for me is that if they didn't call it Transformers, I would love these movies.
I still wouldn't like them.
It was the same thing with G.I. Joe. If they had called it, if they didn't try and pass it off as G.I. Joe, I would have really liked it. If they didn't try and pass these off, if they were like, oh, here are some Transformers ripoffs, but they're not Transformers, I would be fine with it.
Yeah, I'm still not sure about that, but to each their own. That's the one big thing we've determined in this trailer dump that has gone on for far too long. So yes, if you want to hear us talk about more trailers, you are in the minority because this is stupid. Go out and watch a movie and then let's talk about film, real film, like Porky's 2. You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.